slipped away through a soul and air. We were burning on the moon. We were shaking our hips. That's until they cried, falling in our bed. Said our whole had to go.
And what's going on, America? Welcome back to the All-American Savage Show podcast. I'm your host, as Nathaniel Ratcliffe and Night Sweats, howling at the moon. I'll always love that. I always love that, just that vibe to it, you know, the just blues-ish. It's a good dance number. Get the legs shaking. Sorry for being late today on the show, for those who watch on the live shows on Rumble, YouTube, and now we stream to Twitch, or Twitch, jeez. I've been banned on that one. Twitter, which I've also been banned on. it's like, I think the more difficult things to say the more difficult thing to say is, which platform haven't you been banned on yet? Which literally, actually, my original Facebook page has still never been banned. And I'm actually quite shocked with that, now that I say that part out loud. But anyway, Josh isn't with me today. He had to go get a dental cleaning. So pray for a soul on that one. That's not going to be fun whatsoever. And we're glad to have you guys and gals here. Hopefully you're having a wonderful day. A lot of things to talk about. We have got Mike Lindell in the news. We have a migrant influencer slash TikToker who's got one of the most punchable faces you've ever seen. We've got RFK making his VP announcement yesterday, which I thought was going to be very different than what it was, but it is what it is. And then we've got the Disney Florida lawsuit has come to an end, and DeSantis wins. It seems that all that winning that we've been promised is actually happening from old Ronnie boy. And and then we also have the Trump Bible, and I wish I was making this up. I really do wish I was making this up. The Trump, like, oh my God. When you hit such, I mean, this is just like showmanship at this point. This is like circus level antics, and people buy this stuff up, specifically the boomers, I would think, because I don't see Gen X and millennials being dumb enough to purchase these golden coins of Trump to piss off Nancy Pelosi. It's only $5.99 in easy installments monthly. I don't see our generation being dumb enough to actually fall victim to that sham, whatever you want to call it. I think it's targeting the people that are Trump's age, which means they're virtually almost dead. If you're going to give some of your money, might as well be him. I don't know. But either way, he hits a new low. He hits an entirely different new low. And yeah, whatever. All right, but before we get to that, you know how this goes, folks. We appreciate your love and support. If you're watching live on Rumble, do me a favor, hit that like, leave a comment below. If you're watching on Twitter, formerly known or X, I don't know why Elon changed it. And I do have a comparison of Elon to RFK today. Chat, don't let me forget that. Don't let me forget. Remind me. When we do the RFK segment, remind me about that one, please, because I felt like there was a lot of similarities between RFK and Elon. And it's I wouldn't say confusing. It's tricking. It's bamboozling, if you will, a lot of people out there. And I know why. But so just remind me to tap on that when we get to that segment of the show. But anyway, today is brought to you by ShellShockCBD.com. We appreciate you watching today. If you got issues with your sleep and you need some help there, we can help you at ShellShock. Again, all of our products come with 100% money-back guarantee. So if it doesn't do as we advertise it to do, well, then I'll refund your money. I got no problems doing that. You work hard for your money. In this economy, we know a buck does not go far. Probably not even worth the paper it's made on. But still, I would rather have your business and have you as a customer for life by providing you with an affordable product that does what we advertise it to do. No, this is not a stale shtick. Yeah, I can't even talk to that. I want to sell to those that legitimately need help with this stuff, because I want you as a customer for life. I don't want to do a one-time sale and then never see you again. Our stuff works. It's great. It's phenomenal. We have everything from salves to CBD gummies. We have Delta 8, Delta 9. If you just want to get stoned out of your gourd, we can actually help with that too. I know the boomers don't like hearing that, but I really don't care. So again, check us out. It is ShellShockCBD.com. And you can use code Savage or Burke, I believe, and get yourself 10% off there. So if you've not done so, please go check it out. How we doing, Rumble Chat? A lot of the regulars in here. We got 250 live viewers. Appreciate you guys tuning in today. A lot of the regulars. Glad to see you guys. Let's get into it. First, right off the bat, we've got the UN chief demands slavery reparations after generations of discrimination. No, I always, you know, I don't read the articles prior to the show. I don't see a point in that because, you know, I think you can give like a very honest opinion on a lot of these things right off the cuff. Now, I might not know entirely about what this article is about. That's why we read it together and we just kind of go with the thing. But I can already tell you right now, after reading the first part of this, specifically the generations of discrimination, in your mind, where does your thought process go in terms of who it is, ethnicity-wise, that he's probably describing? Being completely serious here. UN chief demands slavery reparations after generations of discrimination. So who do you think he's specifically talking about here? Because I don't know. I have not read the article, but I can speculate. I can certainly speculate. Let's just see. Let's see what his answer is here, because I'm kind of just curious. Dr. Fox says, here's my notification. Nice. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has declared reparations are due now to compensate for the transatlantic slave trade as a way to tackle its legacy in today's society, including systemic racism and white supremacy. And there it is. There it is. Once again, the blacks are the victims. The blacks are always the victims, folks. It's never the fact of, well, there were blacks selling blacks into slavery. There were Native Americans taking Native Americans as slaves. Whites have even conquered whites and made them slaves. We've seen this between the Ottoman Empire. I mean, my God, it's literally been everywhere. So then explain to me why in contemporary times it's always blacks that at the receiving end of this victimhood narrative. If you really think about it, the most recently oppressed group of people, I would probably have to say be the Jews, post-World War II, and pre, to be honest with you. But then again, Jim Crow was around till 65 in the South, and even then, once they abolished it, it didn't end racism. So, okay, fair enough. I will give you that one. But then again, why is there, I can almost guarantee you the fact that the reparations are going to be owed towards, you know, certain people. And my question is, how do you determine who actually owns slaves? Like, how do you determine that? I'm very curious. And then, say, for example, like maybe my family were slave owners in olden times, but then I also lost family in the Civil War that were, I don't know. Well, I guess one wouldn't be the other, but still, you get where I'm coming from. What about reparations for the white families that lost those fighting against slavery in the Civil War? Are we giving them reparations? You see where I'm going with this? It's just like, everybody wants to be deserving of somebody else's money because that's who that money is going to come from. When somebody says, you know, reparations, okay, so in the form of financial reimbursement, I guess. So then where does that money come from? Is the government just going to print it? I mean, why not? We're forgiving, you know, federal student debt now at this point. So we're certainly giving this idea, instilling this notion in today's youth of, well, the government can sometimes forgive debt. Meanwhile, everybody else that's not been to college in like the last 5 years, you're SOL. I'm curious on that one. And then here's the other thing. What's the form of payment? Who determines the value of this? How much should they get? And then we've clearly seen that, you know, time and time again, when you give somebody a lot of money, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to spend it on the right things. I mean, look at the one black lady who got like, what, $10,000? And what did she do? A glow up and went to Miami. I mean, okay. But I think this is a symptom of a greater issue. I think this is a cultural issue. Has nothing to do with racism and everything to do with the fact that, you remember when we talked about this before, remember when Colin Kaepernick was doing the whole, you know, the kneeling spiel, and Ben Shapiro had made a very good point. He talked about that, like, roughly 72% of things that are bought by people of color, black people specifically, it's usually shoes or clothing. Like 72% of an entire ethnicity, that's the majority of which they spend their money on. And that's why it made perfect sense for Nike to play. Nike knows this. You know, you call people like Ben Shapiro, myself, racist. We're the ones, or he was at least, and I'm remembering it, but it was him pointing this fact out. This little factoid. I was like, well, it's racist. Like, bro, these are the facts. But what's even, what's, I wouldn't say even more, but what's really racist though, is that Nike knew this. Now, maybe in your mind, you've got this scene from a movie where you got this boardroom and this high-rise building and you got the horizon out in front of you and there's this long board table or this long table and all the chairs around it. You get the fancy CEO and this other stuff. That's Nike. You think they don't have experts up there telling them, like, oh, by the way, when it comes to Jordans and things like that, black people are our primary consumer. Oh, by the way, have you met Colin Kaepernick? Oh, he's got the black ear right now. So what if we bring them together? Brilliant. Brilliant. Is that not in a form or in a way slightly racist? Or is it giving people what they want? Is it, you know, having the perfect mix of this and that and creating something magical, which honestly gives black people the shoes they enjoy and the owners of Nike and the rest of them, and to include Colin Kaepernick, the money they so desperately crave? Ooh, we're asking all the wrong questions today. In a statement to mark the UN International Day of Remembrance, the victims of slavery, Guterres said, past colonial wars laid the foundations for a violent discrimination system based on white supremacy that still echoes today. Yeah, I think I'm not going to take my advice from a UN nerd who, by the way, is proud. I don't know if this guy lives in, say, for example, Europe, but it looks like the immigration issue has really started to destroy Europe and make it lose its sense of individuality, what makes it special, specifically Germany, France. You've got an invasion of a group of people from a third world country, be it Africa, Middle East, doesn't matter, that do not embrace your values and instead want you to assimilate to their lifestyles, to specifically their religion. This is very commonly known. And where has it got you? America, we're making the same mistake, to be frank. They talked about these Somalian refugees. It's like, nope, don't do it. Don't do it. And, you know, people are going to say that's racist. Like, no, it's acknowledging the fact that certain cultures just don't have certain good things to offer, specifically American society. And I can be the first one to tell you, Middle Eastern culture has no place in American society. It doesn't fit. And feminine, the thing that I love about that is I will make a statement like that, and you will see these progressive, white, fat, blue-haired, septum ring-wearing liberal women argue that fact. And it's like, oh, my God, you're just being something about. Meanwhile, you put them in front of one of these Middle Eastern dudes and they straight up just smack the ever-loving shit out of her and tell her to shut up. And she would probably still defend them. That's what's so hilarious to me. And you remember the one white girl who had the clearly beta boyfriend? They were, I think it was in New York. This was not that long ago. And they're walking down the street and the black dude just straight up shanks this guy, murders him right there in the street in front of the girlfriend. You remember this? This was not that long ago. And this woman didn't want to press charges because of discrimination. A black dude literally just stabbed your boyfriend to death. You stood by and watched, did virtually nothing. And when it came time to press charges, you were like crickets. You could try and tell these people. Well, she wasn't white, but yeah. What was she, Hispanic? Oh, come on. Don't play that game. She was white. She was whitish. Either way, point being is, you can sit there and tell these people, preach to them until you're blue in the face. Say, look, I've lived with this culture for 4.5 years. I know how they are. I travel around the world constantly. You see these other cultures. You see the good. I'm not saying there's not good in them, but I'm saying it's not going to assimilate well in American culture. For example, misogyny. Like, not misogyny today where women are like, oh my God, that's so misogynistic. He thinks that women can't drive. It's like, I've seen enough freaking rims out there that get scuffed up and say, oopsie, to know that's actually kind of true. And, you know, stereotypes originate from a kernel of truth with specifically Asian women. I don't care if that offends you. There's something to that. I don't know what. Do I hate them for it? Well, kind of, yes, when we're in traffic, absolutely. Because the way I prove my point, though, is when somebody cuts you off, what do you nerds do? The same thing I do. As soon as you pull up window to window, you're looking. Why are you looking at that person? Because what's the first thing? That person could be a Chinese Jew, and it will confirm some kind of bias when he's like, ah, well, that's to be expected. Fucking Chinese Jews. So it's kind of like, come on, let's stop playing this game of like, we're all so virtuous. We're all so, you know, we're just such good people. Man, stop. Stop. White men can't fucking dance except me. I can dance. I can dance. I'm the greatest dancer. Anyway, the point being, is that I feel like a lot of cultural norms that revolve around certain ethnicities, nationalities, they exist from a kernel of truth. There's a reason behind this. You don't just make up these outlandish fabrications and say, well, that's because so-and-so is this color. It's like, it doesn't make sense. For example, Japanese people are very honor-based. You can never please your Japanese or Asian parents, for that matter. Any Asian will stand up and say, nope, that's actually true. That's actually very true. But you're a racist for pointing that out. Point being, though, is what I'm just trying to tell people here is that, look, if the UN wants to give its advice on reparations, then lead the way. Like, what good are you? Seriously. Like, the systemic racism. What, like, okay, can you, you know, at least elaborate for me? What are you specifically referring to? And a lot of people won't do this, folks, because the reasoning behind this is that we have to fabricate this monster out into the ether. Why? Because so long as that monster exists, it gives us something to stand in opposition to, ergo, gives us something to virtue signal about, ultimately fulfilling some deep need of acceptance and validation from random people on the internet, because that's what these losers do. That's what these nerds do. You fabricate these enemies that do not exist anymore. Why? Because you've got nothing better to fight against. You want to belong to something. You want to be a part of something. Fine, join the military. Go to the Boy Scouts. I don't know, do something. But what you're doing is virtually worthless. Folks, since we have seen the emergence of the SJW blue-haired, fat, unattractive lesbos out there that want to whine about, you know, chopping the genitals off of children and reading your gay stuff to smut to kids, okay, it's like, explain to me this. Why do you want to do it? What's your reasoning? And more importantly, has anything actually changed for you since you've been on this tangent of trying to tear down masculine men and the like? Things like attacking heterosexuality, specifically Christianity? Yeah, but you won't step to Islam, will you? Because they'll slap the shit out of you. Yeah. Interesting how that works, right? The religion of peace, you're afraid to go against. Why is that? Just airing out the closet today, folks. I don't care who it offends. It's true. The thing is that we get on social media and everybody wants to sit there and like pretend that like it's eyes wide shut and we can't confirm certain things that actually make us human beings. These are the things that make us different, that make us unique. Snowflakes, if you will, but not in the context of liberals, because God knows they'll melt if you even say that. You get where I'm going with this. We want to void ourselves of all humanity. We can't have any flaws. We have to be perfect beings on social media. Yeah. Fuck that. Or you could just be like me and not give a fuck. Just be real. And if people don't like you, here's the thing. I think a lot of this stems from this idea of we just want to be liked. Think about it. When we're in school, we want to be a part of the cool kids club, right? We want to play sports. We grow up with this idea of wanting or crafting, cultivating in us this sense of belonging to something. Hence why you see a lot of young men joining the military. You see young women doing it too. Which, again, I'm not knocking, but I wouldn't do it under this administration. God, no. I wouldn't want to go fight and die in Ukraine. But either way, the point is, it's that we, from a very young age, we're taught that we need to belong to something. And I think at a certain age comes a certain level of wisdom derived from so many experiences. I got a hair in my mustache, excuse me. So many experiences. Oh, my God, it's like up my nose. It's got to be a Sheila hair that she left on me. Huh. Either way. We hit a certain level of wisdom that I think is derived from so many experiences and the understanding of you've got to stop caring if people like you or not. And I think social media has really, at least for me, and I know I'm in a very unique situation to have followers and stuff like that, or what's left of them, my own thing. But I think it certainly like puts in a highway that expedites that process. At 39, I don't care if I get any more friends. I don't want any more friends because I understand that friendship is just like a relationship that you have to invest energy. And I don't have a lot of energy to give to people. Not because I don't have it. I should have phrased that differently because I don't want to. I'm lazy. I'm really lazy. I don't. I have a good handful of solid friends. That's all I need. But people like this, that virtue signal of generational discrimination and blah, 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 blah. Okay, where are these laws at? You can never point out the laws. It's always something. It's always something. There's always something in this world that we got to fight against. But isn't it interesting? Isn't it very interesting how we talk about the Israel-Palestine conflict and everybody has to weigh in on that? Where the fuck are you for the Uyghur genocide? Where have you been for the genocide of white farmers in South Africa? You say literally nothing. So again, I've said this so many times, you only want to virtue signal what's trendy, what's cool, what the MSM and social media tell you to care about. But in terms of actually caring about human life and it possessing a certain inherent level of worth or value, you don't see it that way. The value is only derived when the MSM tells you what to care about. Then that's when these virtue signaling nerds come out there and they want to bang the war drum of brah, 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 brah. You know what stops this? Men and women standing up and saying, shut the fuck up. We need to bring back bullying. I'm dead serious. Bullying is what kept society going in a good, smooth direction. Now, of course, there were times there was too much bullying. I agree and understand with that. But what's the opposite effect? There is never going to be this utopian society that exists where the pendulum is center mass. It usually goes one way or the other, be it a period of generation, a couple of generations. I don't know. But what I can tell you is this. It's gone too far the enabling effeminate way. Women, if you want to talk about why society is so fucked up, and I'm not blaming all women here. Clearly, I'm not going to do that. I'm not generalizing everybody. But it's women. I said I'm not going to do it, but I'm totally going to. All you bitches out. Nah, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, think about this. Men are known. And when I say men, I don't mean contemporary men, because God knows what the hell that even means anymore. Because they're not even men anymore. They can't change a tire. They can't do basic stuff. Anyway, by the way, I almost got my ass kicked by installing a freaking dishwasher yesterday. Whoever puts the freaking power supply on the front right should be smacked out of their mind. Like, why? It should be in the back, not the front. Either way. No. When we had, masculine presence, there was a certain level of masculinity that was passed off from man to boy. Turn that boy into a man. And the masculinity was not this putting the thumb on the woman and making her your doormat. It was that I am the hunter-gatherer. I'm the protector. I'm the person that's going to stand there and fend off these pieces of crap from destroying my livelihood, my family, my children. That's the man's role. He's physically built for it, and he should also be mentally built for it. Whereas women can be the homemakers, they can be the lovers, they can be the cooks, the raiser of the children, they can do a variety of different things. And then society suddenly started saying, wait a minute, we have to start criticizing women. Even, by the way, you give them equal rights, equal voting, all this other stuff, and then what happens? Well, then women start blaming men, but really it's women's fault. Women start turning on other women saying, well, why aren't you a feminist like me? And why aren't you out there pursuing this career? Why aren't you trying to do just as good as men can? And then you've got the secure women. Now, here's the thing. If you want to be a corporate mom, hey, I'm not knocking. I think I'm more along the lines of, like, do what makes you happy. Just do what makes you happy. But in so doing, understand there are ramifications to the choices that you decide to make. Nothing, no choice in this world that you make comes without any secondary or tertiary effect. Whether you recognize it or realize it or not, it doesn't matter. Every fork in the road, you have to pick a path. So if the woman wants to go out there and pursue a career in corporate America, do you see a lot of the Susie homemakers, I'll call them, and I'm not knocking them, I respect them, but do you see a lot of the Susie homemakers knocking the women wanting careers? I really don't. What I see is the Susie homemakers existing, cooking, talking about how much they appreciate being able to take care of their man, their family, taking care of the house, having a blessed household. I see them kind of doing their own thing, but I do see the attacks coming from corporate America women on those trad wives, if you will, the Susie homemakers. I do see this. Oh my God. You're going to stay home? You're going to let that man rule you? No, she's going to let that man do what men were bred to do, which is to be a man, which is to take care and lead the household, be a good leader of moral substance and character. But instead, women want to remove that aspect from men, then what are men left with? They're not men anymore. So when you see these beta dudes with these very dominating women, I don't really have a lot of respect for them, because you're not a man. You're not being what you were born to be, what you were born to do. You look at, a species of frog, you look at a species of deer, of dog, of whatever, and you see an evolutionary pattern. Do you think humans are any different? I certainly do not. I really don't. I'm not saying in a sense of like, oh, you're saying we're the same as frogs. No, I'm saying that there's a certain intrinsic nature that is grafted into us from years of experience of hunter-gathering, survival, war, famine, all these things. And the traditional gender roles worked. How do I know this? Well, how long have humans been around? a long time. A long time. And I think certain patterns work well to fend off against whatever you're fighting against. But now, interestingly enough, you know, we live in such a society now that things are so just easily accessible. I don't feel like men really have to be hunter-gatherers anymore. It's kind of like the age of Amazon Prime. You know, if you can't change a tire, you just call Allstate. They'll come do it. I mean, I get it, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it and go with the flow on it. But either way, I went off on a tangent there. It's going to be one of those episodes, folks. We're only 26 minutes in. We've already hit the first topic. Ronna McDaniel. Did you see this? She got hired by NBC. Now NBC let her go. Yeah. Weird, right? Weird. The fact that she even went there is like, yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Let's hear this. Hold on. NBC News correspondent. This is Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki of all people, right? Jen Psaki of all people, who leaves the White House press secretary only to go spread propaganda over on NBC. Let's listen to what she has to say about this.
Daniel, have pushed on this country.
We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it for several reasons.
You know, they always got a virtue signal. I didn't want her because, you know, she's a Republican, a racist, but, you know, it's not our network. But at least they're doing the obligatory, hey, I didn't want the racist here. Well, don't look at me. Dude, that's some, okay.
She has credibility issues that she still has to deal with. Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her?
You wouldn't hire her.
I love that he of all people says that. Are you speaking for yourself or on behalf of people that are paying him? Bro, that's literally what you shills do. Who is then preceded in the next clip by, you know, butch lesbian extraordinaire Rachel Maddow, who's gotten so many things wrong that it would make Nostradamus want to blow his brains out. But yeah, let's listen to this, what this idiot has to say.
A pickpocket to work as a TSA screener.
What?
And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable.
Rachel Maddow had a lot to say. Did you know she spent 29 minutes on the topic of Ronna McDaniel? That's a lot of unearned free airtime for Ronna. I'm sure it won't be free, though. They created quite the toxic work environment publicly. There are a lot of witnesses who saw that. What happened to leadership at MSNBC to let the talent publicly bully a new employee? TV hosts at the network picked a fight.
All right. You know, to be honest with you, I really don't care about any of this stuff. It's just drama. It's nonsense. It's people. Oh, blah, 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 blah. The fact is, you are walking into a den of vipers. You knew what you were doing. The fact that they turned and they all hissed and bit at you and then you quit or they fired you. What did you expect to happen on this? They'd be like, hey, John, we've got a job for you over at the DNC. I'm like, what could go wrong here? Do people just not think about the choices and the decisions they make? And do you not think about the kind of message that sends to other people that you're going to go work for one of the biggest propaganda machines against the side that you claim to be on in order to represent our voices over there? Bro, it doesn't matter if you're over there with a megaphone. They're not going to listen to you and you're not going to change their minds. These are liberals. This is what they do. You can sit there and say, you know, they say, trust the science. Well, guess what? The science has changed. Oh, well, and then suddenly things, they ignore it. Trust the science. How many genders? Oh, well, genders are, it's a made up social hierarchy construct and I don't subscribe to that. Shut the fuck up. This is not the party of facts and logic. And I love how that whatever RFK's VP pick is. I left the Democrat Party because they've lost their way. Sure you did. RFK's only running as an independent because he's not going to secure the DNC nominee. Stop. Stop with this nonsense. But once again, though, they're counting on you, the voters, the ignorant voters, to buy this nonsense. RFK, and I know we've transitioned RFK, but it's might as well. He made his announcement yesterday. Now, he had about, oh my God, last night when I was watching it, the virtue signaling, that in and of itself, like how many of you on Rumble actually watched RFK's VP announcement? Anybody? Twitter, what we got? How many of you actually watched the announcement? Did you see what happened? He gets up there and the event begins. He's got the, you know, RFK, the blue and the stars and, yeah, okay, great. Make America freaking RFK again or something like that. First thing he leads with, some Native American. I don't know why I made him sound sumo, but it doesn't matter. Either way, he gets up there and he's speaking Native American. I'm sitting there thinking, like, why the fuck do I care what this guy has to say? Specifically the fact that he's not speaking English. And that's the language of America. Well, it's not the official language. What language was the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence written in? Come on. I understand it's not the official, because there's really not an official one. But what is the most commonly spoken language in America, much less the world? It's English. So fucking speak it. It would be the same as me going to an event in Mexico for a president that's running or whatever, and then speaking English to the crowd. And the crowd's like, ¿qué? Yeah, they're not going to get it. But that's not what it's about, folks. It's about the virtue signal. It's about the flex. It's about the appearance and the perspective. Oh, wow, RFK has got a Native American up there. He must be a man of the people. He must love the Native American. Shut the fuck up. But the thing is, that's what they do. That's exactly what they do. And people buy this nonsense. Then it gets some Hollywood star up there saying, I really like RFK. I think it's his wife. I don't know who she is. Either way. Then RFK gets up there. And he goes into his spiel. And it's like, oh, my God, would you just make the announcement? Everything is theatrics. Everything is like a WWE match. That's what we got to do. Shanahan, thank you, Reese. That's what we got to do. We gotta hype the stuff up. Can't see me off the top, bro. Bro, just say who the VP pick is. But we got to go through all the bells and whistles, the dog and podiums. Just sitting there like, dude, would you just come the fuck on before somebody assassinates you, please? Either way, he makes an announcement. And it's Shanahan. Now, Shanahan, if you don't know who she is, a lot of people didn't, quite honestly. Extreme leftist. This is not, let me first say this. She is not a moderate Democrat. This is not the Clinton Obama, I wouldn't even say, well, let's just say Clinton era Democrat, 90s. We'll go almost classic liberal to a degree. No, she is progressive left, not progressive Democrat, progressive leftist. This woman has donated to Biden. She supports Soros, does all of these things. And RFK announces her. And all I can think of, you have got to be the dumbest man alive. You've got to be the dumbest man alive. Oh, wait, no, I stand corrected. Because yesterday on Twitter, I was pleased to see that more people than not were very disappointed with RFK's pick. Because if you're going to run as an independent and you're going to say the things he does, which, by the way, I said from day one, RFK is not nearly as conservative as many of you want him to be and pretend he is. He is no friend of the Second Amendment. He is no friend because basically he is a community or he's a what you would call it. At one point, I remember watching the clip. He was pro prosecuting those. And I'm talking about legally prosecuting those that denied climate change towards regarding members of Congress. He said this. I watched this. Okay. When a guy comes out and says things similar to that or akin to that, you should have some red flags going up because he's going to throw those red flags at your ass to take your guns. That's what these types of do. Now, isn't that interesting? He picks a leftist as his VP because he's a leftist. So guess what? The only shadowy figure we have to pick from in this Mortal Kombat game of politics, the only one that's not been picked is Trump's VP. So what are we left with? Biden, RFK and Shanahan, or Trump and whoever he picks? We got three Democrats to choose from, folks. Now, you might not like to hear that, but that's the fucking truth. The constitutional Overton window have shifted so far to the left that constitutional policies and beliefs are not even on the table because Trump ain't it. And RFK is definitely not it. And Biden sure as hell is not it. In fact, I don't know who the most conservative one up there is. It could be Joe Biden. I don't know. Because here's something. What has Joe Biden done towards the Second Amendment worse than Trump? Can anybody answer that for me? Oh, it's going to piss people off. Who is more of a threat to the Second Amendment, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Can anybody answer that for me? I'm asking the questions that nobody wants to hear. We've got to wake up and start acknowledging the fact these losers are lying to us. And people just swallow it hook, line, and sinker because we don't want the other guy to win. Look where that's got us. Look where it's got us, folks. We gotta beat the left. The only way to do it is Donald Trump. And here we have three fucking Democrats. So no matter who gets elected, it doesn't matter who gets elected, we're gonna keep pushing left. Speaker Ryan, ballless, nutless wonder, gets up there. Well, he's a MAGA man. First thing, Israel, Ukraine. Signs this $1.2 trillion reopener with government. You're like, dude, what is the point in calling these guys Republicans? What is the point in calling them conservative? What are they conserving? Well, they want to kneel and pray on the House floor. Whoop-de-doo! That's great. What is that doing for my wallet? What is that doing for my rights? Nothing. So what they're doing is they're doing all this hoopla virtue signaling, and yet you, the people, nothing is happening to better and improve your lives. Nothing. I'm appalled by this. It's nuts to me. But what they do, though, is they manipulate you by utilizing your hatred of the opposing political faction and saying, hey, I'm just like you. I hate them. But then they turn around and do the things they do. Trump's pro-choice. MC Sir Jaeger. This is my point right here. The economy was better. Prices were better under Trump. Don't know why you're ticked off. You just sound so crazy. Listen up, fucknut. Here's the reason I'm pissed off at morons like you. MAGA cultist fools out there. The economy was better for like 2 to 3 years. And guess what he did? He shut down America. He bragged about it. He still brags about the jab that has killed how many people there. And you're like, well, when you're counter that, he didn't force people. He supported the lockdowns. He supported that stuff. And you memory hold this because, well, you know, day, it was better. It's better than Joe Biden. Or they all fucking suck. Acceptable. And you cultists are the reason that we have three Democrats to choose from. Trump was not pro-2A. He's still fucking not. So he was pro-red flag law. You ignore that. Your memory hole, which tells me you don't give a fuck about the Constitution. The economy was better. I'll give you that. The southern border didn't get fuck all. Why? Because he could not unite the fucking conservatives in Congress. And by the way, we had the majority from 2016 to 2018. And what the fuck did we do? What the fuck did we do? Did we fix the social media censorship that he complained about? Nope. Didn't do fuck all. Second Amendment was fine. Oh, really? Do you remember the bump stocks? Oh, hold on. Hold on. Wait. 1 second. Hold on. I got it for you right here, brother. What is this? What does this say? What does this say right here? Trump bump stock ban, huh? Oh, hold on. Audio, sorry. One second. Let me find it. Give me 1 second.
Let's talk.
Yeah, this right here. Did I end it? Okay, got it. What is this right here? Trump bump stock ban. You get to sit there and then you say, who gives a fuck? People that actually support the Constitution. The same thing that you fakers out there pretend to actually give a fuck about. When you realize you don't. That's why you're Democrats. Every single one of you fucktards, you're Democrats. You just don't want to hear people like me say this. And of course, you get gaslights. You're all nuts. You're a fucking loser. You're a MAGA cultist. By the way, explain this one to me then. Trump promotes Lee Greenwood's the USA Bible. Because that's what Jesus' message was. Go out and preach to the masses, but only the Americans. Only the Americans. You fucking retard. What a moron. Oh. Isn't that interesting how that guy's standards, the Second Amendment was fine. Trump banned the bump stocks. Oh, well, who cares about the Second Amendment? Bro, suck start a fucking dick. I'm not going to say, well, I don't want to get banned on Twitter, but still. What a moron. So that right there is a classic example of when somebody comes in there with bullshit gaslighting, you call them on it, and then what do they do? Lamachita judge, I did see Anomaly's message, and you can tell Anomaly this. I do like he comes out with utmost humility on this one. At least he says I'm authentic. I appreciate that. I recall Anomaly was talking a lot of shit about Ben Shapiro. My thing was, go fucking debate him. You've got the following. Go debate the guy. I want to see you in a debate. And then we had our debate. I forget what it was really about. He says he smoked me. Okay, fine, Anomaly. Maybe you did. And then he says he turned into me. Okay, I turned into you. Anomaly, I don't know who you are. I see your tweets on occasion. I think I followed you at one point. You do say some things I do agree with. But Anomaly, I travel the world. I own a very successful multi-million dollar business. I don't rely upon social media to make my money. I'm engaged to a very beautiful woman. I don't give a flying fuck about you or anything about you. So to say that I became you, what the fuck are you? So, LaMancha, you go tell him I don't give a fuck about coming on his show, or I don't give a fuck. I don't need friends. I don't want to be friends with other influencers that you follow. I don't give a flying fuck about them. Maybe I agree with them. I don't know. I really don't. But the thing is, I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. What, am I going to like go fuck that dude's girl? What, I don't care. Why do you people push this stuff? Be friends with them. I don't give a fuck. Half these dudes are douchebags. I smoked Burke. Anomaly, you probably were right on some things. I did change my mind on certain things, but maybe you should swallow a humility pill instead of trying to throw that in people's face, trying to be like me. Dude, I don't even know who the fuck you are. You give hot takes on Twitter. If that's being something, then okay, good job. Cool. I guess a lot of people like you. I personally don't give a fuck. Either way, going back to my other point, the theatrics of Donald Trump. Trump promotes Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA Bible. What to know about the book and its long journey? Wow. After years, with few updates about Lee Greenwood's controversial Bible, the project is again resurgent. With a recent promotion by former President Donald Trump, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? He promotes the shoes. He promotes the cologne and perfume. He promotes the NFTs. Like, oh my God. One sec, audio again. Where is this audio coming from? Where is this coming from?
With their own executives on air, telling them they had to drop former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. And those execs dumped her just 5 days after announcing her contract. A source close to Ronna McDaniel says she heard the news through media reports, not from NBC.
It's fucking Ronna McDaniel. It's that article, because Fox News on their websites, they have the auto thing, so it auto plays. You bunch of schmucks. I hate you. I hate Fox News. Sorry about that, folks. It's just me in the studio today. That's why. Transgender competitor. Wait, we were talking about the Trump Bible. This one, I just love this. I can't get enough of this. I really can't. I need someone for the Trump Bible. Makes no sense. All Americans need to have a Bible in their home. Wait, I got to do this right way. Hold on.
All Americans need to have a Bible in their home. I have many. It's my favorite book.
Trump said in a video posted to social media Tuesday, encouraging supporters to purchase the God Bless the USA Bible.
Religion is so important and so missing, but it's going to come back. We're going to make America pray again. We're going to do it. It's going to be so great. We're going to build the Holy Wall, and we're going to launch the Mexicanos over it. It's going to be so good, folks, I'm telling you. And Mexico is going to pay for it.
Greenwood, the Nashville area country musician whose song God Bless the USA inspired the Bible with a similar namesake, has long been allies with Trump and other prominent Republicans, many of whom are featured in promotional material for God Bless the USA Bible. But the reputable clout in conservative circles hasn't necessarily translated to business success in the past, largely due to a major change in the book's publishing plan. Here's what we know about the Bible. Here's what we know about the Bible's project journey so far and why it's significant it's back in the conversation or the conservative limelight. An unordinary Bible, a fiery debate. The God Bless the USA Bible received heightened attention since the outset due to its overt political features. The text includes the U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Pledge of Allegiance, and the lyrics to the chorus of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Critics saw it as a symbol of Christian nationalism, and they would be 100% right. You're taking religion and you're stamping an American Made in America brand on it. How is that not Christian nationalism? Now, many of you aren't going to like this, but the Bible was not specific to America. In fact, I'm pretty sure it didn't even mention it, except in the prophecy aspect of it, but America didn't exist back then. So Trump's selling Bibles now. What a joke. What a joke. But whatever. And then morons buy it. You buy it. But nobody sees the hypocrisy in this. Nobody sees, like, there's no sanctity in anything anymore. But hey, at least you got yourself a 16-week abortion ban out of the guy, right? Yeah, that makes him super conservative. I don't care if people like me or not. I genuinely don't. Transgender competitor wins women's national weightlifting competition. Oh, wow. Wow. A transgender weightlifter won the Masters National Weightlifting Championship in Reno, Nevada on March 24th. He came in first in the women's 76-kilogram weight category. Vicky Piper, 57, beat the second-place finisher with a 127-17 ahead of Christina Dornbush. Of course, Libs of TikTok, who's also a Trump pocketeer. She really started grifting, which was pathetic. Man wins first place in women's weightlifting competition. Blah, 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 blah. During the event, Piper lifted 56 kilograms, 123 pounds in the snatch. And hey, no pun intended. And 71 kilograms, 156 pounds in the clean and jerk. Meanwhile, Dornbush lifted 101 pounds in the snatch and 141 pounds in the clean and jerk. So not only did the guy win, but he didn't win by much. Like, that's kind of sad. That's actually kind of sad. Thank you, USA Weightlifting, for hosting such a well-thought-out and supportive event here in Reno, Nevada. Piper wrote on Instagram, of course he did, that you're so weak that you have to compete against women. That's pathetic. And you almost got beat by a woman. And you're a dude. That's sad. USA Weightlifting recently enacted rules to allow transgender athletes, if they show evidence of undergoing hormone therapy, for at least 2 years to minimize gender-related competitive advantages. So you're telling me, if you come off steroids, if you reduce your testosterone levels, up your estrogen levels, that's going to affect your bone density, your muscle mass, your strength, your fast, slow twitch muscles. It's going to affect it in the span of 2 years to the point where you'll be on the level of weakness or a woman. How pathetic is that? What's wrong with you people? Dude, I don't get that. I don't get that. But whatever. You know, until women. Here's the thing. Women are going to have to unite on this. This is not a thing that men can fix. Remember, we're the problem. That's what feminists have told you. We're the problems here. We're the ones that have the issues. We mansplain toxic masculinity. Men do this. Men are always the problem. Right? It's always men are the problem. And then women turn around with their enabling behavior. I talked about this earlier as far as why I think we have a lot of the problems that we do in our society. It's because of women and weak men. Men that listen to these women with their enabling effeminate behavior and men adopting it. Well, you know, it's actually shut the fuck up. You are the reason why men are soft. Like right now, soft men are creating hard times. You do realize that, right? That's the age. That's our era right now, as the freaking Gen Z retards say. I'm in my freaking goth era. I'm in my victim era. Whatever. You're always in an era. Right now, we have soft men in leadership positions that are creating very economically difficult times on all of you. And we keep voting for these morons. We keep voting for these pieces of trash. Because nobody wants to stand up and call a spade a spade. Nobody wants to call things what they are. We're so afraid of offending everybody. It is mind-blowing to me. But we go back to the enabling behavior. Well, we shouldn't bully. Yes, you should. Oh, yes, you should. Fat shaming works. Fat shaming works. Pushing each other. Shit talking. That goes a long way. But now it's like, oh, you gotta be nice. Can't say anything mean. One thing that really irks me is when somebody says, I didn't mean to offend you. It's like, and what if you did? Why do you fucking care? How is that your problem? That's my problem. Words only have meaning or hurt you if you allow them to. So maybe master control of yourself. You know, practice some stoicism. Don't let things get to you. It's like, eh, whatever. Whatever. Why do we take things so at heart? And, you know, in this day and age when we have social media, you're getting hit from literally every angle with somebody that's got an opinion about you. So are you going to take every one of these things to heart? You're going to have a rough life, man. Excuse me. You're going to have a rough life. Slut shaming is bad. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I certainly don't. Here's the thing. I would never marry one. I would never be in a serious relationship with one. I'll tell you that right now. Would I bang one? Probably. But that's like status quo. That's like, that's how it's going to be. You're not going to be treated with anything, anyone with self-respect. I'm not going to. You clearly don't. So back in the earlier part of the episode, when I said, like, look, your choices do have ramifications. You can say, you can forego and say, I'm not going to have any self-respect. I'm going to show my titties and butthole for $5 a month or whatever they charge. And then you can get really wealthy. Chances are you're probably going to blow that money on dumb shit because you've got no actual training on finances. You've got no experience or wisdom because a lot of these girls are very young. They follow in footsteps of other girls. And what do? It's like, oh, they, you know, and maybe some are smart either way, but there is no doubt about it of like, okay, well, here's the thing. If you ever want to be in a serious relationship and you currently don't have one, and more women are wanting traditionalist men, traditionalist in the sense of they are masculine, they know they can provide, they know they can take care of them, they can know they can protect them. These men don't want you. Why? Because their dudes are going to razz the ever-loving fuck out of them. It's like, hey, bro, I saw your wife's butthole. When your children grow up, your wife's butthole will be there. It's never going away. Never going away. So if that's the route you want to go, all I'm saying is do what makes you happy. But I don't want to hear you complaining when years from now, you're knocked up, you've got three kids from three different dudes, and you let losers blow up inside of you, and then you want to blame society for your shitty choices because you failed to enact any form of personal accountability, responsibility, or self-worth and respect. Now, people don't like hearing that anymore because, oh, it's so offensive. Are they hurting you? Well, they're certainly fucking hurting society as a whole. Look at me, these sip beta dudes out there in their comments, like, loving these. It's mind-blowing to me because you've got no value of yourself. None. No, I get joking and stuff. I mean, I get it. Trust me. But still, come on. There has to be a certain level of, like, what do they call it? I don't know. Foresight? This is probably not going to go well for you in the future. I saw this one girl on TikTok. She said, I went from OnlyFans to being a trad wife. And I'm like, you know, here's good for you. Like, I'm glad to see you. That's awesome. Like, good for you. I'm genuine. I mean that. Genuinely. I'm genuinely happy for you. But don't think for a second that that past is ever going to stay in the past. It will always be there. Now, whether you choose to acknowledge it or not, that's up to you. Society will acknowledge it. That's how the internet works, and internet being society, quite honestly. So you take that for what it is. You take it for what it is. And men doing the same thing is just as appalling. And I think I look down on men more for doing something like that. It's like, wait, bro, you're selling pictures of your dick on OnlyFans? Like, really? That's what you're doing. Like, you don't have the ability to go out there and do anything. You don't want to dig a ditch. You don't want to go and work. So you just rather go to the gym, shoot up a lot of juice, get juiced out of you, and then sell pictures of your dick. How do you live with yourself? Like how you got no fucking drive, you know, or I'm sorry, they'll call themselves entrepreneurs. Like, okay, all right, entrepreneur, okay. It's crazy. I'm over the place. When Josh isn't in studio with me, I go kind of like on these tangents, but it's whatever. Oh, great news. Tracy Beans comes on the show tomorrow. She'll be here. I think we're going live at 10 a.m. CST because she has something she has to do. So I believe she's coming on the show tomorrow. Excited for that. That should be a good time. She does a lot in the COVID. She does a lot of investigating, reporting. Very, very, very intelligent woman. Glad she's coming on the show. Should talk to her about that tomorrow as well. Some of the things that we've discussed on the show today. All right, let's keep it going. You remember the schmuck? Remember the migrant influencer urging illegals to squat in U.S. homes? You remember this guy? It wasn't that long ago. He was doing the TikToks, and then his TikTok got banned. And then he posted some video crying about it. He had snot running down his face. Like, what are you doing this to me? Well, come to find out, he's on the run from authorities. His name is Lionel Moreno. Urges illegal immigrants on TikTok. This is the guy that talked about squatters' rights and stuff like that. Yeah, coming into our country, going into your home, your property that you work hard for,
that you bought, you're on the hook for with the bank, and they want to come in and interject themselves into your property and not pay you anything and then claim squatter's rights. I remember America that I would kind of prefer to go back to, where if that happened, you could go in there and blow their fucking brains out. Sounds mean, but I don't fucking care. Because what's the opposite of that? John's just being so mean. Now you've got a society that's too nice, that the criminal element walks all... You see this knockout games making a comeback? You see this? Women are being assaulted by these guys in New York. And the dudes are walking up and straight up punching them straight in the head, knocking them out. Have you seen these reports? I hope you have. Because everybody's so sucked. Because they're not afraid. The criminal element have no fear of any kind of repercussions coming from a judicial system that clearly says, oh, because you're black, you're probably a victim. We're going to let you off with the, oh, you poor thing. Meanwhile, he just knocks some white woman out. She's laying there bleeding. Probably has head trauma. Have to be in therapy for the rest of her life. But because he's black, oh, it wasn't his fault that he punched her in the head. Her existing and being white was the problem. But you've got nutless DAs that won't do anything. Because they're so afraid of being called, oh, you're racist. I don't care. Lock more of them up. You commit crimes, go to jail. It doesn't matter if it's white, black. It doesn't matter. You commit the crime, you go to jail. Or maybe, just maybe, New York should start bringing back guns for civilians. And then when one of these dudes wants to straight up, you know, throw a haymaker, you blow his brains out. Makes sense to me. When a woman is sitting there, and I love this, how this just dispels the equality debate there. That, you know, liberals are like, men can, you know, women and men are equal. Okay, well then you don't need a gun. Fight back. Punch them back. And of course they're not going to, because they get their ass whooped. They're going to get dragged, walk like a dog, whatever they say. Or you whip out your 9mm and you put 3 in the chest and then you laugh as that fucker bleeds. And you punch him back. Then you walk away. He's never going to do it again. And guess what happens? Other people see that example. They're not going to do it again. And then you've got what's called a polite and civilized society. When you stop when you start dropping some bodies of criminal pieces of shit. You see, John, to you, you're probably thinking, like, man, John sounds like an asshole. No, I'm a realist. And I know how societies work. And when you've got a society that is rampant with criminals, with degenerates, when you look at how America is right now, this is a result of effeminate enabling behavior. You can disagree all you want. I really don't care. I don't give a fuck. It's true. It's true. Men start, I mean, look at this. Think about what I'm saying here, folks. The women are like, oh, these are liberal women I'm talking about. Oh, out of the mouth of babes. We should let kids vote when they're 16. Fucking what? What? Are you kidding me? Wow. You're not even paying taxes yet. And yet you get to say how this country goes? Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense. If you don't think about it. Dude, I'm at a loss. You know, Sheila showed me these videos, and these women have these grapefruits on their foreheads from when these dudes punch them in the head. And what kills me is there's these guys that are sitting there watching it, and they're not interjecting. They're not saying anything, not because they're afraid. And I get why they're afraid, because the dude's black. And all it takes is you get them in the wrong chokehold. Racism! Meanwhile, you're detaining a criminal who just assaulted a woman in the streets, and he's a grown-ass man. Make the headlock tighter. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's crazy to me. It's crazy. The Venezuelan TikToker went viral last month after defending illegal immigrant criminals and urging migrants to squat in U.S. homes is now on the run from immigration authorities, according to a new report. Well, at least they'll deport somebody. Excuse me. Lionel Moreno has claimed that his family, which includes his wife and young daughter, has received $350 a week in government handouts since entering the U.S. illegally.
So you break the law. You're a felon, which the my libertarian friends don't seem to understand. It's like, oh, isn't it guns great? Everybody gets guns. Like, but they're felons. You don't know who they are. You don't know where they're coming from. Now, I understand the right to defend yourself, but when you got cartel members, when you have sleeper cell terrorists, when you have gun runners, drug dealers, child traffickers, and things such as that, I kind of want to know who we're letting into this country. Call me crazy. I don't know. But I'd prefer that we actually had some regulations on that. I don't care what libertarians think on that. Bring me your coal. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and even they went through Ellis Island. There was a process. That's the way it works. When you're an official country, you got to have borders. Yeah. Yeah. I know that offends a lot of people. I don't care. I don't care. It's crazy to me. On top of that, he had claimed to be making $1,000 a day as a TikTok influencer. However, his account, which at one point had more than 500,000 followers, appeared inactive Wednesday morning. His verified Instagram account, however, has about 17,000 followers and posted two videos Wednesday morning showing him waving a stack of $100 bills as he posed with his baby girl. Moreno allegedly cut off his ankle monitor after receiving Border Patrol, receiving Border Parole, and is now listed as absconder from immigration authorities. Wow. ICE did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Moreno reportedly received Border Patrol or parole in April of 2022 as part of the government's Alternatives to Detention program, which is supposed to track and catch and release migrants when there is not enough room to detain them. Huh. Moreno previously told his audience he planned to make a business out of invading abandoned houses and taking them over with squatters' rights laws, then selling them for profit. Wow. Yeah. I'm not saying something should happen to this guy, but if something did, I'm not going to shed a tear. And yet they say it's not an invasion. So this is illegal. Enters our country illegally. Goes to your house that you're possibly trying to fix up to rent out. But you've invested money in buying it. You pay the mortgage. You deal with all the nonsense. And if you own multiple houses, you rent properties, you know the pain in the ass that is already. At least I hope you do. And then this guy and his clowns come in there and say, oh, well, now this is ours and we're going to make a profit off of your property. So if that's the rules that you want to play by, nothing should stop me from blowing your fucking brains out or coming in there with a bat and breaking whatever I hit to include you. And then I'm going to throw. Here's the deal, folks. I'll tell you right now how to handle squatters. You don't call the police. You go in there and you clear them out violently. You clear them out violently. That's literally, I would never call the cops. Never. What are they going to do? Oh, they have rights. Like fuck they do. Like fuck they do. Not to my property. Absolutely not. It's ridiculous. Although he allegedly listed his immigration sponsor as a church charity in Miami, he has reportedly been living in Columbus, Ohio. Moreno shocked the public last month when he bragged about living on the American taxpayer's dime and called on his TikTok followers to unite behind the suspect in a shooting in New York's Times Square. Illegal immigration from Venezuela has become increasingly visible as one of the country's most notorious gangs, Tren de Aragua, is also working to establish a foothold on U.S. soil. The gang has been linked to an attack on police officers in New York City, an international cell phone robbery ring, and indirectly the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. The gang has a notable presence in New York, Florida, Texas, Illinois, and Georgia, authorities have warned. There you go. Your tax dollars, folks. That's where it's going. Paying for schmucks like that to come in there, not contribute to society, take your property, steal it, and then flip it for a profit. And what are you left with? The issues. Just mind-blowing. Mind-blowing to me. Well, some good news here. Disney, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis-backed board reach settlement in lawsuit. Original dispute began after Disney's criticism of Florida's Parent Rights Education Act, hence, or aka the Don't Say Gay bill, that literally had nothing to do with saying gay. Literally nothing, if you read the bill.
Disney and Central Florida Tourism Board, backed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, reached a settlement Wednesday in a lawsuit over who controls the special governing district that encompasses the Walt Disney World Resort. Members of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District approved the settlement, which will bring an end to the court battle that has lasted nearly 2 years. We are glad that Disney has dropped its lawsuit against Central, our new Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, and conceded that their last-minute development agreements are null, void, and unenforceable. Brian Griffin, DeSantis' communicator director, said in a statement, hey, what's up, Brian? No corporation should be its own government. Moving forward, we stand ready to work with Disney and the district to help promote economic growth, family-friendly tourism, and accountable government in Central Florida. Seems like DeSantis is taking all the W's that Trump promised everybody. Just win after win after win. And, you know, the media barely touches it. Okay. We could have had so much better. We could have had so much better. And all we got is what we got. And I don't know who I'm voting for. I mean, who are y'all for? I don't know. I might just skip the presidency and vote down ballot. I don't know. I'll probably just write it and say, I don't know, dude. Many Americans are in the same boat. You know, I was glad to see so many Twitter people disappointed in RFK's pick. And it's like, I'm disenfranchised with RFK now. And I'm like, well, kind of told you that from the get-go. It's like, he's not a conservative. If you do the slightest bit of digging, he accused the NRA of being a terrorist organization. So if you're willing to fabricate something and clearly, you know, go that far with trying to conflate them with a terrorist organization, the NRA is not a terrorist organization. They're a corrupt bureaucracy, just like every other organization out there. They're like Big Pharma with guns. That's literally all they are. Now, if Trump picked DeSantis as VP, okay, you might have me on that one. Fair enough. He ain't gonna do it. I really don't think he's gonna do it. DeSantis is back in Florida just kicking ass as a governor. And I love how the MAGA morons like, we need to primary him in the next election. This is it, bro. That's it. He's hit his limit. It's crazy to me. Oh, I meant to talk, Rumble Chat, you failed me. You failed me. I said when I talked about RFK, bring up the Elon thing. Isn't it interesting? Now I'm asking you to hear this with an open mind, okay? Isn't it interesting how RFK comes out there and hypes this woman up, and he talks about, like, we're going to go against the Democrats. They've lost their way. This grand big hoopla of a thing. Talking about, that's why we're independent now. Then you show these clips. People's like, I'm voting independent. And it's the whole thing. And big rigmarole, whatever you want to call it. Like, hyping everybody up. And then he announces his VP. It's like, you just picked a leftist. Okay. All right. You picked a leftist. What's independent about that? Probably because she left the DNC because they're not left enough. So she's going to say independent. But at heart, this woman's a leftist. She's a WEF plant big time. So then explain to me this. If so many people are disenfranchised with RFK now because of that, why don't we see the same thing for Elon, who literally stepped aside as CEO of Twitter and brought in What's-Her-Face, who is literally from the WEF, massive WEF supporter. And yet people don't seem very disenfranchised with Elon because Elon continues to say, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. I see so many people getting banned on Twitter for nonsense. The label thing they've changed, it's reverted back to Twitter 1.0. All Elon did is he put on this facade of like, I'm one of you, blah, 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 which it briefed well. And I said from the guy, I don't trust him. I like what he's going to do, but I don't trust him. And then what does he do? He brings in this other person, and then now we're starting to see the bans come back. If you're a conservative, oh, here we go. Here we go. And then, to make matters worse, he added the monetization feature, what I thought was pretty cool. But then what happened? People start rage baiting, fear mongering. You got the Dom LaCour morons, whatever that douchebag's name is. You're tweeting dumb stuff for engagement and you're spreading lies and propaganda. And nobody sees an issue with this. Like, from, you know, from a business standpoint, you don't see this going in a bad direction and destroying your platform. The monetization needs to go away. And then I think people will start being more honest with themselves and what they tweet. Because there's people out there that just don't have a conscience. They don't care. They're going to tweet the dumbest thing imaginable, knowing it's going to get engagement. They call it rage baiting. It's pathetic. Pathetic. Anti-Semitism exposed, and it couldn't come from a more unsurprising person, Jamal Bowman. Jamal Bowman. The same guy that during a House session when they were voting pulled the fire alarm. This moron, the guy that tried to debate Thomas Massie and got just massacred. It's hilarious to me. Yeah. Squad member Jamal Bowman claimed Hamas rapes were propaganda. What? He said claims of Hamas rapes were propaganda days after lawmakers saw videos of 10/7 atrocities. Jamal Bowman, a progressive New York Democrat,
meet Maria,
which explains everything, made the remarks to pro-Palestinian protesters just days after the House members were shown video recordings of the atrocities. They literally saw the video evidence. They saw the video evidence. New York Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman calls reports of Hamas terrorists raping Israeli women propaganda. Just days after the lawmakers viewed a nearly 45-minute video of the bloody October 7th attacks on Israel. Okay. This is a black dude that basically said these women that were raped, it's just propaganda. And how the left has not lost its ever-loving mind. For a man to sit there, and I'm going by the leftist standards here. This is the leftist playbook. For a dude to say it's just propaganda, what happened to the Me Too movement? Oh, that's right. When it's a black Democrat, oh, no, they're off limits. They're okay. Nah, let George Floyd put a gun in a pregnant woman's belly. Yeah, whatever. It's okay. He's a leftist. He's black. It's okay. You can't be racist towards them. They're the discriminated class, right? They're the bunch of victims that commit a lot of the violent crimes in this country. Absolutely. Culturally, yeah, just horrible. Horrible. But, oh, we can't talk about that. Because if you do, you're a racist. Versus you look around and say, interesting. Black liberal says Jews that were raped is propaganda. And Me Too, just where are they at? Huh. That is crazy. Not a peep. So that tells you what? That tells you they don't genuinely care about women in general. They only care about the women that politically align with them. How is that not racist? How is that not racist? I'm at a loss. Matter of fact, I just saw an article from a woman that was released who explained and described the sexual atrocities committed to her by Hamas. But no, it's propaganda. Oh, you sound like a Jew. By the way, Nick Fuentes is a plant. He's a fed plant. No, I'm not joking. Nick Fuentes is a fed plant. That guy has not been prosecuted for the January 6th stuff. Neither is Ali Alexander. Something's up, folks. Dude, I think he's a closeted plant, quite honestly. A social media post that slipped under the radar shows a squad member making the remarks during a November 17th rally with dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters in New York. I was hoping it would actually show it. There was propaganda used in the beginning of the siege, Bowman said in a TikTok post discovered by the reporter, reported by Politico. There's still no evidence of beheaded babies or raped women, but they still keep feeding us that lie for propaganda. Man, I'd be very careful. I'd be very careful because you don't know. But also, it showcased the fact that this moron doesn't get how it works over there. Oh, yeah, they were getting raped. Here's the thing. Muslims do not view Jews as human beings. Muslims, most of them, a lot of them in the Middle East, do not view other non-Muslims as human beings. Therefore, whatever they want to do to you or with you, it's okay. Rape, murder, behead, gut, chop off your dick. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying. But this guy to sit there, this piece of shit out of New York, crime-infested shithole of America, where housing market is insane. You have the testicular fortitude to tell that these women over there, it's propaganda? As they've been, the videos of that day showed women that were sodomized bleeding from their anus. That was all propaganda? And yet somehow Jamal is going to be the victim because he's black. I guarantee it. That's what Jamal does. Jamal is a black victim. This guy is a moron. He's a moron. Last but certainly not least on today, Mike Lindell. He talked about being in the Supreme Court and releasing new evidence. Did anybody see what the evidence was? New groundbreaking evidence about the stolen election. Okay, what's the evidence, Mike? Can anybody fill me in on this one? Because I didn't care. And they portrayed it as if the Supreme Court was going to hear the case. Like, no, he was just going to give the case on the steps of the Supreme Court. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Mike Lindell's MyPillow is getting evicted from its Minnesota warehouse after the company failed to cough up over $200,000 in unpaid rent. How do you not pay your rent? Things aren't looking great for Mike Lindell. The embattled businessman is now facing eviction for one of his warehouses in Minnesota. Lindell's company owes more than $217,000 in rent to its landlord, per the Star Tribune. Mike Lindell's MyPillow is getting evicted from one of its Minnesota warehouses. Local Minnesota newspaper reported on Tuesday, MyPillow has more or less vacated, but we'd like to do this by the book, the landlord's attorney, Serafilo, said during an eviction court hearing on Tuesday, per the Star Tribune. At this point, there's a representation that no further payment is going to be made under this lease, so we'd like to go ahead and with finding a new tenant, Philo continued. Again, they're going to probably just sublease or lease it to somebody. He could have subleased it, but whatever. Unless it was in the contract that he couldn't. MyPillow owes First Industrial more than $217,000 in rent and other charges per court filings seen by the Star Tribune. It is unclear if MyPillow and its staff have fully vacated the premises, but the First Industrial's representatives say that they sent at least 4 eviction notices to MyPillow since September. Philo's request was granted by Scott County Chief Judge Caroline Lennon on Tuesday, per the Star Tribune. Lindell, also representatives of MyPillow, did not immediately respond to BI's queries and sent outside regular business hours. Lindell discussed the eviction in an interview with Minnesota Republican. Hold on, I'm watching two things at the same time. I see Steve Bannon running his mouth, therefore it probably means he's lying about something. Lindell discussed the eviction in an interview with the Minnesota Reformer published Tuesday. Let's see if they have it. Okay, yeah, MyPillow is getting blah, 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 blah. The empty warehouse at 4701 Valley Boulevard was being used for retail equipment, much of which was auctioned off last year. Lindell said that since being dropped by multiple retailers in recent years, the building hasn't been needed. It's about one-third the size of the main warehouse, he said. The building was subleased last year, Lindell said, and a new tenant was supposed to move in this month but backed out last minute. He said the tenant was going to use the warehouse to store sugar beets. We were just sick about it, Lindell said. Even if the eviction isn't crucial to the future of the business, Lindell is clearly struggling to save the company amid political and financial turmoil. Whew. Like, how many times do people that surround Donald Trump get taken down for whatever reason, and yet people just flock to him? Okay. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I know if I had a business, I would steer absolutely clear of Donald Trump. You can ask, I don't know, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Lindell, many others that have actually been around him, served with him, or alongside him. They're like, ugh, didn't work out so well for me. And it wasn't like people came after you illegally to try to prosecute you for dumb shit. You literally defamed motherfuckers and you had no evidence. You got sued and you tried to play the victim. It's like, okay, look, I can sit there and agree that, you know, there were certain things within the election that did not look good. Did not. It's like, okay, that should be investigated. But when you make such bold and brash claims of it's stolen, the software has been hacked, blah, 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 but you can't. Now, here's the thing. I hope it's true. I know this is going to confuse a lot of people. I was hoping his accusations were true because then it would explain a lot. But he had no evidence. He had no evidence. So, what am I supposed to believe? And then you double down on this, though. It's like Trump with E. Jean Carroll. You get sued, you lose the suit, and then you defame her, and she just stomps a hole on you again. And like, maybe you should shut up. I get it's hard. I understand it's hard. Do I think he was guilty? I don't know. I don't know. I don't care. Honestly, I just don't care. But it just feels like, ugh. It feels like we are living in this age of it's a freaking clown circuit. The Kardashians have made their way to the White House, and we are just eating it up because that's what we do as Americans because we're honestly kind of fucking stupid. Oh, man. All right, folks. That does it for today's episode. We appreciate you being here. This is the All-American Savage Show podcast. You want to support us, go to shellshockcbd.com or become a subscriber on Rumble. We do appreciate that. Thank you for all our Rumble subscribers. You guys are freaking incredible. And those that support us over on Locals, appreciate that as well. And we should be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Well, hopefully we'll be on time tomorrow. And Josh will be back. So, again, we love you. We appreciate you. And as always, stop squatting people's homes.